Good evening, everyone. It's June the 23rd, 2021. It's 8:29 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. This is the Fakeologist speaking. I'm talking to you from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, the lockdown capital of North America. We are still in some form of lockdown. All I know is my wife can't get her hair cut. So we did order some do-it-yourself kitchen haircutting shears, I guess the ones that thin out your hair. And we'll be employing them and trying to get those working since personal grooming is still a no-no in Ontario. I do this show every single other day of the week, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at 8:30 in the p.m. You can find us at fakeologist.com/live, where we stream on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter, and most importantly, Fakotube, fakotube.com. If you go to fakotube.com and you click the live, you can also go to the chat. In the bottom left corner, you should see a chat button. As a matter of fact, we'll go here. See, here we go. If you're watching now, you can click this live. And then on the bottom, a chat button pops up. How about that? There you go. There's the chat button. And if you want it to be a whole screen, you do something around here. Something around here. I can't remember where it is. What is that? Is that it? You should be able to pop it up somehow, some way. But I'm not sure where. So that's how you find us. Let's just find us here. Come on. Okay. Well, I can't. Ugh. Anyway, this is the FakeoTube screen. You just press this play button and it'll start playing. But here is the chat window. And I'm going to bring up the chat window another way. Please hold while I find my chat window. We're going to bring it up into a full screen. Yeah, that should work. And what day is it today? June 23rd? Yeah, we got some people in the chat. We got Eve, we got Napoleon. He's in bed. We've got whiterabbits.info, who actually was trying to hit up on the Discord. Actually, I don't have my Discord running. The Discord is at fake11.com/Discord. And let's just see if anyone is in the Discord. That is another way to connect with me. Now, tonight I did advertise that Mike from thebigvirushoax.com was going to be on. So we're going to see if he has responded to me. I don't see yet that he is here, so I don't know if I'm going to hear a noise when he pops into the room. Let's go on to the Discord here. Okay. Nope, nobody is in the Discord either. Discord is a little quiet now. It goes up, but it goes down like a toilet seat, and we're kind of in a quiet phase, which is fine. It is summertime. People are out enjoying the great outdoors. Our moderator to the stars, Benoit, he's in England. I highly recommend if you're in England, you try and meet up with him. He is in Birmingham, which I guess is sort of the middle of England, meeting up with Sky Larkin, who is another famous fakeologist of the Discord fame. And just to remind people, we have a forums, fakeologist.com/forums2, with some good info. And it's not very well traveled. And of course, fakeologist.com, if you want to leave comments on fakeologist.com, it's a closed system, so you have to send me an email if you want to be a commenter. It just makes my life easier. That way I don't have to moderate all the spam that inevitably comes in if you leave it wide open. Let me go to fakeologist.com and start reading the material there. until Mike shows up. Hello, Lab Rat. Got this off Canuck, or I got this off civilianintelligencenetwork.ca. And we're going to click on this link here, see where it brings us. Manitoba vaccine lead says mixing vaccines is part of pandemic's big human experiment. Yeah, that's pretty much what I'd call it. Dr. Joss Reimer. By the way, Reimer is a big name in Manitoba. I think that guy owned a big trucking line. Pretty sure. So they're a super rich family in the West, specifically Manitoba. So obviously some trucking money got her doctatorship. Yeah, Dr. Joss Reimer, medical lead for Manitoba's vaccine implementation task force, says the new vaccine, and it's not a vaccine, by the way, it is a experimental biological injection, because they haven't isolated any virus. And that the same goes for all vaccines, by the way. So none of them can really be called vaccines. Just an FYI. From the National Advisory Committee on Immunization on mixing mRNA vaccines, which will be a form of trial and error. Well, in some ways, during a pandemic, everything we do is a big human experiment. Because we're all having to learn together at the same time about what works the best. How about not taking it? And how about quite simply doing what preserves good health, eating properly, sleeping properly, exercise, eating fresh food, fruit and vegetables, and getting fresh air and drinking clean water. I think you're going to live a long time if you do just that. So I highly recommend avoiding injecting poisons into your body. As a matter of fact, let's just bring up my favorite clips for all the newbies. If you go to fake11.com/clips, it redirects to a certain section of fakeologist.com. Let's play a clip that I love from Agnes von der Planitz.
Well, the way I usually wake people up about that is I say, you've got about 68 inert things in it and five main compounds that go along with the so-called disease. It's either grown, most often it's grown on eggs. So they'll let the eggs rot and they contaminate them with this, you know, with tissue, diseased tissue of that animal. And then, of course, the bacteria and everything is supposed to grow in the solution, and they put a tiny amount of that, I mean a fraction amount of that, into the vaccine. But what else is in there? They say inert material. What is that inert material? If it's 63 chemicals, what is it? They can't be helpful. No chemical is helpful in the body. And then the main ingredients are liquid mercury, liquid aluminum, formaldehyde, ether, and detergent. Now, if I put that into a blender with some rotten eggs and some animal, diseased animal tissue and offered it to you to drink, would you drink it? Mm-hmm. When no. I tell people that, they step back and say, oh, gosh, no, I wouldn't drink that.
And that is the truth. And would you put anything in your blood, Agnes von der Planitz?
I'd say never let anybody stick anything into you, ever.
Yeah, good idea. And that's what the digestive system's for. If you anything you put in there can be processed properly by your body, anything you inject directly is a definite no-go. So that is, and I always put attribution to everything I post, and this one is via civilianintelligencenetwork.ca. I highly recommend you go there. That's why I put the via, so you can click on this and add it to your bookmarks or add it to your feeds. If you get feeds, I use a feed program called Feedly, but you can go use whatever you want. Okay, here is a pretty interesting discussion, and I put it on FakoTube. I don't think it's going to be taken down off YouTube, but I often put stuff on FakoTube that I find super valuable. And we're going to click on this, and it's going to bring us right to FakoTube. It works just as advertised. And I'm going to quickly download this thing. You can all download all these videos. I store them in low mode, by the way. Low resolution, just to save space. But I'm going to save this one because it is fantastic. It is Allison. What's her name? Allison McDougal? Is that what it is? Anyway, Marcus really likes her. And this is a 3-hour composition of 3 days of speeches. And it is fantastic. I'll play a little bitty bit of it, and you can see what I'm talking about.
I am in this pretty safe environment, I think, okay, in saying this. So when we look at a child wearing a mask, at least I do, I'm horrified. And I think to myself, and I've seen it, I've already witnessed it, the children born today will not know that what they were born into is not normal. So I'm going to challenge each and every one of you, along with myself, that there are multiple things that we have been born into that we think are normal, but are not. One of those things for me was that it was okay and right for the United States, even patriotic, for the United States of America to illegally overthrow the Hawaiian kingdom. So I'm gonna shock you for those of you who aren't maybe prepared for this. The Hawaii is not a state of the United States today. It never has been. It is illegally occupied. You might have to let that sink in with you a little bit, but again, that's my challenge to you. Is that something that we grew up, including myself?
All right, our guest of honor has arrived. The famous Mike Singer from the Big Virus Hoax just showed up into the room, so let's welcome him now. Hello, Mikey.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good. I thought I'd feature you tonight because I don't think I've ever featured you and so many of the regular people I talk to, so I thought I'd bring you on. You're very active on your website, so I thought we'd get an update from the super eloquent Mike, who never is at a loss for words. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good, Tim. How you doing, brother?
Good? I'm pretty good. I was just playing a great video I watched today. I'd like to recommend it to you. It's by, why can't I remember her name? Allison McDougal, I think her name is. Allison McDowell. She is from Philly, and she really understands what the plan is with this pandemic, and fantastic talk, a lot of tech talk, and basically laying out what they want to do with us, the lab rats. Have you ever heard of her?
The name sounds familiar. I'm not very familiar with her, but I believe I've heard that name.
Yeah, because we all know this isn't about a virus. This isn't about health. This is about actually cataloging and using us as security for all kinds of future collateral, investing, derivatives markets, financial. It's unbelievable what they want, what their plan is for us as human cattle. We're actually assets.
Sure, and let me just back up, and give proper props to Allison. McDowell, right?
Yeah.
Allison McDowell.
You got it.
Whose name I believe I've heard, but I'm not familiar with her. But I want to point out that as amazing as it sounds, there are people who are not familiar with Dr. Andrew Kaufman, people that are not familiar with Dr. Tom Cowan, people that are not familiar with Tim O'Shea. Amazingly, people are not familiar with Tom Barnett down in Australia or Amanda Vollmer in
yep.
Canada. These are just all great people.
All my favorites.
There's a lot of people that aren't. And a lot that aren't familiar with the great Tim at the Fake Off.
You're too kind.
We do our best. No, seriously. I mean, you're our point. You're where we point people go to make sure they get the best of the best on updated videos. You know, you're on top of that. So more and more people need to know about you. They need to know about all the names I mentioned. They surely need to know about thebigvirushoax.com. You know, just tell me when you want me to chime in, you know. I'll let you hold the floor because, you know, I'm good at holding the floor when I got my venue going quite a bit. And let me know when you want me to chime in on an issue because, as you know, I do have a lot to say on even what you've mentioned so far, plus a bunch of other things.
Yeah, this show is actually all about you, actually. My only reservation is your connection is giving 3 out of 4 bars, so you're a little choppy. That's the only thing that the only issue I've got right now with your...
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, I think you're on Wi-Fi.
Yeah, and because I had to drive my wife to work tonight and sit around for a few hours, my phone died and it was on 0% at 8:30, which is why I was late coming in. I was in a panic and I got my wife here to her little cleaning job at 8:35 and she plugged me into the wall. So I'm actually here with a phone that's at... now 11% because it's plugged into the wall, but it's only working because it's plugged into the wall.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
And I got my little lucky dog sitting here next to me too.
Lucky dog. Lucky dog.
All the lucky dog fans. Yeah. Say hi to lucky dog Tim.
Hi, lucky dog Tim. Yeah, good to hear from you. Nice to hear from you. And you're doing good work. You're sending emails out to all the representatives down in Broward. Are you in Broward County or Dade County? Miami-Dade, or you're somewhere down in Miami area, I believe.
Yeah, in Miami. And again, let's forgive me because, you know, obviously many refer to you as Ab. And, you know, Brian and I from the outstart were, you know, we had the Tim name going on. So, you know, I know you're on your home turf here. I want to make sure I'm addressing
you. I don't care what
you
call me. Just don't call me late for dinner. That's fine.
Right.
You can call me Tim. You can call me Ab.
I should just call you what I always call you, the doctor, right?
That is cool. I like that. I don't feel like a doctor, but I am actually, I do have a PhD in fakeology. So even though I'm not a medical doctor, I do qualify for a degree in fakeology. So for sure.
Indeed you do.
Yeah. So you and I are very simpatico. We're very synchronized in our beliefs. I don't even really think we have a differing opinion on just about anything when it comes to this topic. And you have the closest website to my views that is out there, as far as I can see. So let's do a quick update because I did also invite Brian. Do we have a quick update on how Brian is doing?
Well, you know, that kind of ties into the whole question of, you know, what's going on with our governor here, Ron DeSantis in Florida, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, he recently signed an order saying that he was pardoning anybody that had any issues, right? You know, with being wrongfully, fined or, you know, arrested. I would imagine it would have to assume arrests, you know, for him to be, you know, still on the hook, you know, and not having his court case closed even after the governor made that kind of an order. I mean, the courts should have just jumped on it and said, okay, this case is dismissed and they should have already sent him a letter. But they didn't. They're leaving him hanging. The great John Singleton has been, you know, working with him to help him get, you know, his proper filings, you know, which he's doing, you know, on his own. Brian's, you know, representing himself, you know.
And they really don't like that, do they? They really want you to pay into the system by using one of their people, I think.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, they don't like it at all. it's one thing that this plandemic, scamdemic, coronavirus, global pandemic, plandemic, scamdemic hoax has done is, you know, for those that are waking up, it's turning a lot of us into PhDs overnight on virology and biology and health and fitness and law.
You got it. All the things our mother wished we became. All our mothers want us to be doctors or lawyers. Well, here we are, Mom, and you don't respect us still.
Exactly. And here we are, the tip of the spear that's penetrating the corruption.
I didn't want to be a doctor. You know, I didn't want to put in the time. I didn't want to be a lawyer. I didn't want to put in the time. But unfortunately, we're all boned up on those topics more so than other doctors and lawyers, I think.
Right. Let me dive right into a serious issue here.
Go ahead.
Doctor?
Go ahead.
Okay,
my friend.
Because this has become two things that they tie together, but these are just my recent revelations and I'm thrilled by them. I never really fully understood and appreciated, and I never knew that sheriffs and that sheriffs, and this is worldwide, because I was listening to a great video today from a retired constable in the UK who was filing a complaint with the current constable, which I believe the constables are the sheriffs there. And he was stating how even the constable is not subject even to the queen. The sheriffs are, they do not answer to the mayor. They do not answer to a county manager. They do not answer to a board of directors. They do not answer to the governor. And they are the absolute highest authority of law in their jurisdiction.
Yes, I've heard
Hallelujah.
That.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
I'm feeling
religious.
I have heard that. I don't know about the UK, but I've always believed that about the US. You got to find a county where you have a sheriff that knows what he's talking about, because he is the highest authority. He is only below the Constitution.
That's right. Yeah. And he's sworn to uphold the Constitution.
Yes, that is his job.
And so there is a phenomenal human being who's a retired sheriff by the name of Sheriff Richard Mack,
mm-hmm.
who is in Texas. He's a retired sheriff. And he's going around the country doing seminars. I highly recommend everybody go to the website, which we have a link to it on the top of our homepage, where I say, listen to what Sheriff Richard Mack has to say and get to know your own sheriff. And his name, Sheriff Richard Mack, is a link that'll take you to his website, which I'm going by memory here. It should be Constitutional Sheriff.
Hi, this is Sheriff Richard Mack.
And police officer.
Here
he is, I got him.
County, and now president of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. You know, the CSPOA is a partnership between citizens and their local law enforcement, especially your sheriff. You know, your sheriff is the only elected law enforcement officer in your county and in the United States. He reports directly to you. That's why you must be involved. Thomas Jefferson warned us that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. That's what we train citizens to do. Be vigilant. Be working with your sheriff, and we train sheriffs and peace officers all across this country to defend you, to stand for you, and to stand against tyranny. We train them, and boy, has it been working. Have you noticed during this crisis how many sheriffs have been standing against their governors and mayors? That's exactly what we train to do at the CSPOA. What we need now is you to be part of this process, getting your sheriffs and your patrol officers and your deputies and your police all across.
Do you want me to keep playing that? It goes for 3 minutes.
Oh, please, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
across your county
minute.
And all across your state to do exactly that. Stand for the Constitution, stand for liberty, and keep their oath of allegiance to the United States Constitution. You know, every sheriff and every peace officer swears an oath of allegiance to uphold and defend the Constitution. That's exactly what we train them to do. And with your help, we can make this go bigger, better, and faster right now. Why should every American join the CSPOA? First, what do we get out of this? We restore liberty. You join the team. You join the movement to take back America, county by county, one sheriff at a time. You know, when your sheriff finds out that you're a member of the CSPOA and you're trying to get him to the CSPOA training and you're trying to get him to become a member, how much more powerful is that when you're talking with your sheriff that you can tell him, look, our entire group are members of the CSPOA. We support this idea. We support this movement, and we support you, and we stand beside you. You must tell your sheriff, we are with you while you're standing for American liberty and our God-given rights. And while you're here, be sure to look at all the CSPOA products. We have the best training materials anywhere in the country. You read all our books and our materials, you'll get the best education possible for restoring liberty today. Become a member. Become a part of what we're doing. How do we take back America? County by county, one sheriff at a time. This is where you come in. He works for you.
I like that. That finally. And
I'm telling you, I'm feeling religious. Hallelujah, brother.
And you know what that dovetails with another website. I don't know if you've gone to fake11.com/defy. I think it is defy. That goes to Matt Truella. You're talking about religious, so you know we're dovetailing here. It's defytyrants.com, where Matt Truella, he talks about the doctrine of the lesser magistrates, and that's your sheriff.
Yep.
You know about that one?
Now here. Yes, in fact, it may have been you that sent me the link, or somebody did. Might have been you, and I did check that out and signed up with them. As you know, one of the big things with me was that was kind of my dream was, you know, I want to build a righteous army, right? I mean, I want there to be a righteous army that will stand up for liberty and freedom and what's right. And yet, you know, I don't have the clout, the experience, the degrees, the social influence, the following. You know, although I'm slowly building one, and I want it to grow bigger and bigger because, as you know, and whenever I try to promote my efforts, you know, and I want to address this, you know, I ask for support all the time because I tell people if and when I have enough supporters, I'm hitting the streets. I mean, I'm literally going from, you know, mayor's office to mayor's office, sheriff's office to sheriff's office, governor's office to governor's office across the United States into Washington with a film crew, with my video recorder, with a blowhorn, with the laws and demanding and recording all of these sheriffs and mayors and governors and putting them on record for where they stand on issues. That's what I want to do. That's why I want the support, right? But when I hear that video you just played, I think there's a common theme that runs in most people that we're often affected by, you know, what we'll hear say, you know, and check out our products. Oh, here we go. Like it's just for selling something and everybody wants to make money. There's a fine line here that I think is important to address because the bottom line is we know that money does make this world go round. Everybody needs it. Everybody wants it. And to the extent that, you know, being a member of the CSPOA, the sheriff's organization, is only $11 a month or $99 a year. It's like a 25% discount. So I am absolutely going to, you know, pay my due, you know, my $99 a year and become a member. And I'm going to encourage others to do it because I do think that with him being a retired sheriff and him being a person who's actually traveling around the country and having seminars and training sheriffs on what their rights and responsibilities are, I believe that he does represent the ultimate answer. Again, to the extent that there's, you know, defytyrants.com, hey, they want funding, they want supporters, they need it, and that's true. Bigvirushoax.com, we want supporters, we need funding. You need supporters at fakeologist.com, and you want supporters. We all do. So I think that there's always that kind of, you know, let me piggyback this on what I'm saying. I always tell people that, and now I just lost my train of thought.
Yeah, I'm looking at the events here coming up for the sheriff there. So yeah, carry on.
Yeah, so to the extent that we need to have, okay, what I was going to say, piggyback on it is, you know, I'll often tell people that, you know, those on the left, the liberal, leftist, progressive, socialist, communist agenda, you know, those that are crises actors, those that are looking for free handouts for the government, those that are all about the liberal, leftist, LGBT, A to Z community agenda being pushed on everybody. And this, and if you don't agree with it, you're a hater, you're a bigot, you're a, you know, white supremacist, you know, you're discriminated against, you know, you're censored. The left can go balls to the walls, saying whatever they want, doing whatever they want, no censorship, putting all kinds of filth and perversion into the society with no problem. But yet the right is being censored. And I've addressed this recently. It's a very clever strategy what they're doing. I just want to touch on it quickly. They're censoring the right. They're censoring conservatives and Christians and truthers and patriots because by doing that, they're making them all cry out against censorship. Hey, you're censoring me. Censorship's wrong. Don't censor. You're censoring me. It's wrong. Get them in that mode so that now in the end, they will never be able to cry out against censorship or for censorship against the left. So that now they're scot-free on all their perversion, filth, immorality, indecency, godlessness, and all that. We can never cry out against them because we've been crying out against censorship. It's a very clever scheme that they're pulling. The reality is it's not about no censorship. It's about proper censorship. It's about freedom comes with responsibility. It's about responsible freedom. It's about proper censorship, not no censorship. So that's a whole other discussion, but I just wanted to throw it out there. So I will tell people that, you know, those on the left, you know, it's easy for George Soros and all the people on the left to use their money to pay for big groups of crisis actors and people that'll go burn buildings and burn garbage cans and dress up like Antifa and all black and cover their face like cowards and go out and create havoc and destroy buildings and pillage stores and break down windows. It's easy to get them to do that because they're all followers. They're followers. They're sheeple. So they're just easy to herd. Right. But those on the right, those center to right that are conservative, traditional family values, godly truthers, they believe in what's right. They believe in morality. They believe in freedom and liberty and what's right and responsible freedom. Those people center to right, just about all of them are leaders. You're a leader. I'm a leader. The sheriff's a leader.
I feel like a leader.
To fight tyrants is a leader. Right.
I love to fight tyrants.
So what happens is on the right, we're splintered. Like we're all over. Everybody wants to be the show. Like I admit it. I want to be, you know, the captain of the righteous army and let's go take them out. Right. You know, and I'm sure there's many, many other people that feel the same way. So what happens is we're all kind of splintered. We're all trying to have our own little success. You are. I am. The sheriff is. Everybody is. Defy Tyrants is. You know, Dan Bongino is. We all want our show. We all want, you know, funds coming in for us. We all want our support. We all want to be successful. And that's great. But that's because we're all leaders and thinkers and hard workers and want to have success. And we all should have success. And I know we all support one another. And we know, and we're bringing. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, I thought I lost the phone there.
No.
So, you know, there does have to be some way for all of us to unite under one banner. And this is why I'm saying I now, the reason I feel so jubilant about it and religious over it, to be funny, you know, hallelujah, praise the Lord, is because I am convinced. I've seen, again, Defy Tyrants is great. Dan Bongino is great. TheBigVirusHoax.com is great. Fakeologist is great. The fact that he is a retired sheriff, that he's traveling around the country, that he's doing seminars, and of course people are going to pay $11 a month or $99 a year to, just like people pay, you know, the NRA for their dues every year, or they pay union dues or whatever. People pay dues. They pay for memberships. This is the ultimate one, in my opinion. It has to be. And I'm going to do everything in my power.
I think Mike just dropped out there. Oh, we got an old friend from Big Virus Hoax, Cracker Jack Go. Hey, Cracker Jack Go. That might even be Brian. Cracker Jack Go or Brian, are you there? 2212? 2212. Okay. Well, I gave the link out to Brian to join the Restreamio situation room here. And we had Mike, but I think his phone died. So, Cracker Jack, go. You can unmute. Maybe you're muted. You can talk if you would like. The Big Virus Hoax used to get together. I think it was every Tuesday night. Is it Tuesday? No, it's Wednesday. And there used to be quite a discussion, usually with Mike there, doing a lot of the talking, as he's very good at it. And they just had an open forum on Zoom. I don't know if they are still doing it or not, but I just...
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike. What happened? I see Cracker Jack Go is in the house as well.
Yeah, I was hearing everything you were saying, but I was talking and nobody could hear me. My phone's getting real hot in my hand. I did get a new phone. It's you know, I went from Metro PS to T-Mobile, and I've got this Samsung, and it's I just don't like it as much as the stylus that I had, the LG. But
that's all right.
I'm dealing with
it. I see Cracker Jack go. His mic isn't working, so he'll have to fix that up. But he can.
Hey, yeah, he's gonna restart. Cracker Jack, Mike Singer here, brother. Good to see you in the house.
Yeah, but yeah, it's good to see the sheriffs are honoring their oath and interpositioning, as Defy Tyrants likes to say. And if you like a religious sermon, Matt Truella does a great job. He did a great Mother's Day sermon, a great Father's Day sermon. I'm not a religious person per se, but man, I like good speakers. And you should listen to, go to his YouTube channel, Matt Truella, if you like listening to what he has to say. Yeah, I think you'll like it, Mike. I think there's some synchronicity with you guys. But let's get back to Ron DeSantis. I only do this show for about an hour. Now, because you're a special guest, I can extend it to 90 minutes. But let's get back to Ron DeSantis, because I think he is showing some of his true New World Order colors, and you've got a lot to say about that.
Yeah, I do. Let me clarify that for everybody, too. First, let me just back up briefly and just make a final point I wanted to say on the sheriff and why I believe he's the route to go. Here's a statement that came to my mind, and everybody needs to have this thought. If you really stop and think about it, knowing that the sheriffs are the sole authority of law and they're there to uphold our God-given inalienable rights that are protected by the United States Constitution and federal civil rights.
Yeah.
Knowing that that's the case, that the sheriffs are it.
Yeah.
Right. And that Richard Mack is going around the country training them all and making sure they're aware of that reality. We essentially have little mini armies all around the United States because the sheriffs can, in fact, deputize citizens.
I love it.
So if the sheriff is constitutional and he's going to uphold the law, and we have the Second Amendment that defends our right to bear arms, and those sheriffs begin to unite, they can call upon the citizenry to take arms in defense of tyranny. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I'm not a religious guy either, as you know.
Yeah, that's good. No, I know. But go ahead.
Yeah, Ron DeSantis issue, to throw it out there quickly, it was a shocker to me because I've been a big Ron DeSantis supporter. Although, just to, you know, retouch on this, for those that don't know, quite a few people know now, I have been urging Governor Ron DeSantis for months essentially to sign an executive order that upholds federal civil rights. I believe he has the authority to at least say, hey, if as the governor of Florida, I am here putting out an executive order that states if you are a business that has been classified and designated and defined by the federal government as a place of public accommodation in accordance with 42 USC and federal civil rights laws, if a person comes into your establishment without a face diaper, without a vaccine, you cannot refuse them service because it may be for religious reasons or health reasons, which are covered by federal civil rights. And therefore, I'm ordering that no place of public accommodation could do that. He should have done that months ago. I believe he can do that. And then he can further say, I'm hereby ordering all law enforcement agencies in the state of Florida. And again, since sheriffs are sovereign, maybe he can't necessarily order them to do anything, but he can certainly say, I'm hereby instructing, encouraging all law enforcement officers to uphold this order and to uphold these federal civil rights. If he'd have done that, people could go on with their life without having to worry about the damn tyrannical face diaper, right? Rebreathing their own carbon dioxide and bacterial mouth waste and everything else. So on the positive, as people know, Ron DeSantis did his, okay, we're not going to have COVID passports, you know, vaccine passports. You know, we're going to raise all, you know, COVID restrictions, right? He's done all this over the last couple months, right? He called, you know, a few months back, you know, for the PCR test, all the hospitals and the lab staff to reveal how many cycles they were spinning the test. When all that information came to his attention, which we certainly brought it to his attention. So he's done some good things. But when somebody sent me an email today saying that Governor Ron DeSantis, and I'm coming through still, right?
Yeah.
that Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill that, to paraphrase it, says any future pandemics, the state of Florida and the health department has the right to forcefully vaccinate everybody.
Crazy.
And if they have a,
and I was thinking of moving down there too.
If they have a religious objection or a health-based objection, then the health department is hereby authorized to use any and all means of force necessary to take them into custody and forcefully vaccinate.
Unbelievable.
That is a war crime. To me, that was, when I saw that today, I said, man, I hope this is not true. It can't be true. So I called, I put a BitChute video up today where I called the governor's office and I left them a message. And the message is pretty clear. Please tell me this is fake. Otherwise, I'm going to be doing everything I can to raise all Floridians up against
and actually,
this tyrannical.
The Quash, it's another great audio. I believe that guy's in Florida. He also went through that bill that everyone was praising DeSantis about a couple of weeks ago. He found this. He read the bill. He says most people are not real constitutionalists like he is. Most people don't read the laws. He read the law. He found that passage. And he basically said that Ron DeSantis in that bill was specifically talking about COVID, but he was not talking about all future and planned viruses or pandemics in the future. So that he pointed this out, and that's basically what you're saying, is future pandemics, and we know this is going to go on forever as long as the people buy into it.
That's right.
So that's the main problem. So he did find this out. This was pointed out by the Quash. I'm going to give him credit. He did this 2 weeks ago. It might have been on his private audio because he has two tiers. He has paid and non-paid. And I told him, I tried to share it, but it was on the paid service because I gave him a few bucks. And I said, God, you gotta put this on your public channel. It's important. So that's the Quash.
Well, now that I know about it, yep. I mean, it just lit a fire under my ass. I already have a fire under my ass, and it just, like, started fanning the flames. Am I there?
Yeah, you sure do. Actually, I got a caller in or coming in, I think. I think it's going to ring in a second, but go ahead.
So yeah, I mean, when I found that out, I mean, that to me, it's time for war, right? I mean, that's a war call. But I did find out today that was actually an order that was initially implemented by Jeb Bush in 2006.
Oh, good old Jebby. Hold on. We got caller inner on the line. Go ahead, caller inner.
Hey, it's Walker. What's up, Mike and Ab?
Hey, Walker.
Hey, Walker. How you doing, buddy?
Nice to hear from you. Great. Did you leave that great comment? You're a good writer if that was you. I think it was you.
Yeah, I left a comment on your blog recently.
Yeah, good. Well written, sir. Very well done.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Then we got Mike on the line, and he's going on against Ron DeSantis, and this is going around the internet, including Amanda Vollmer's channel, saying true colors are showing.
That's right. All these politicians, they're all criminals, all of them. They're all criminals, and you know, you can't trust any of them. And, you know, I'm a big supporter of Mike, and because he was onto it immediately that this is a hoax, and that's the essence of it all. And, you know, a lot of respect to him and Brian. These guys have a lot of integrity and guts.
Yes, they do.
Thank you, Walker. We appreciate your support, too, very much. Moral support. The financial support, Walker has as well contributed to keep us afloat.
Oh, you know Walker.
Well, through some, a Zoom meeting or two and through his emails and support that he's, you know, been there for us and with us.
Well, that's very good. Yeah, Walker's a good contributor here, too. Very much so. Yeah, we appreciate all these assisters of our cause.
Yeah, and on that note, you know, obviously – there's a lot of people out there, and this probably pretty much summarizes who our supporters are. People that totally agree with us 100%, But they do have their careers. They do have their 9-to-5s. They do have their steady, you know, lifestyles. You know, even if they're just a financially independent person from a business or, you know, a past or an inheritance, they have their life. Everybody's different. Not everybody, you know, everybody has their gift, right? Not everybody is, you know, a talker. Not everybody necessarily articulates things, you know, in a way that they'd like to be able to. You know, they'll hear somebody else. You know, I've had people many times tell me, man, I love the way you said that, man. That's exactly how I feel, man. I just didn't quite know how to say it, you know. And everybody has different gifts. You know, it's like nobody, not all basketball players could stay frozen in midair like Michael Jordan could, you know, for a second, you know. You know, everybody has their gift. And I just happen to be obviously passionate and driven by principle. I was talking about this with one of my very excellent, you know, followers, supporters, who's out in Oregon. His name's Chad, and I have a handful of people on my phone that I have listed as generals. Not that I'm their ruler, because I'm a general. They're just, yeah, my fellows. They're people that have similar charisma, a similar desire that they've expressed their die if they have to, going out fighting against this tyranny that's coming up against us. So those kind of people, you know, they're on my phone as generals. They're people that are, you know, die hard, 100% committed to fighting against this rising communism, you know, worldwide communism.
I like communitarianism. That may be more accurate. Communitarianism. Look into that, Mike.
I mean, if I were to address that, as you know, what I'm going to do is point out, let me plug Europa, The Last Battle. Europa, The Last Battle is the top video on our videos page at thebigvirushoax.com. I created a website, racefederation.org, because as most people know, I believe that we're here by creative design. I believe that the creator created nations and races, and the races are unique and beautiful, and they all contribute uniquely, and that the one world globalist order is all about breaking down nations, breaking down races, homogenizing all people into one, and stupefying and dumbing them all down so that in the future they're all just nothing but, you know, the finest example of a leftist liberal loon. And then they're going to just keep poisoning them with drugs and toxins and alcohol and stupefying them. And, you know, no sex, no, you know, there's no male, no female. Everything is transgender, you know, homogenous, you know, transhumanism. That's their frickin' goal, man. I will fight to the death against that. And right now we're basically at the point of, you know, we have the opportunity to pull the weeds out by the root before they completely take over the world. And I'll tell you this, I had somebody in India who called in on my Zoom meeting and emailed me. He said, please, over here in India, believe it or not, there's thousands of us that are just on our knees praying that your guys are going to get it right in the USA. Because so, as goes the USA, so goes the rest of the world. You guys have to defeat and conquer.
I've said that since the beginning.
Yeah, you have to defeat and conquer it in the United States of America, and then come save the rest of us. And that has to be done. And that's why I want to raise the righteous army. That's why I'm, you know, have repeatedly said, you know, I want 100 supporters that send me $50 a month. That's $5,000, because I will use that money for me and my wife and Brian, who will be holding the video recorders with a blowhorn in my hand and the laws in my hand. And I will literally go to every single mayor's office, every single sheriff's office, every single governor's office. I will call them out. I will articulate a one-page written little thesis or articulation on what's going on, the reality of viruses, how viruses are being used. It's a concept that is being used to manipulate and control people through ignorance and fear. It's a concept that's being used to as a basis for giving people vaccines, and the vaccines are a basis for making people sick and or killing them, and experimenting with people with nanotechnologies so that in the future they're not tracking people by their cell phone, they're tracking the people. And then they can Absolutely. Use all kinds of experimental approaches on vaccines. Yeah. Hell no.
I agree.
Not
I
on
agree.
My watch. Not when I'm.
But you know,
I'm, still
I'm curious. You want to bullhorn the mayors and the governors, but it's the people that drive these mayors and governors to do what they do. And the one truthful thing our governor, our premier said was, if you go against the people, well, he said in this case the public health authority, which is the communitarian overlay on top of all countries right now. That's that's subverting the constitutions of every country in the world. He said, you may as well throw a rope around your neck and jump off a bridge, because the people are still the main problem. The people believe in this virus. This is the problem. So you can convince a mayor, but again, he is in danger if he goes against the mob, which is the people. And that's the beauty of this sign up.
Number one, my notion of going out is not just to bullhorn, sheriffs and mayors. It's to put them on record, because I'll be video recording it and uploading it everywhere so people know where they stand. It'll also put a little pressure on them to make the right decisions, and it forces them to have to take that position for all the sheeple that are just ignorant and following, to take a position on letting the people know what's right. Like it's like, the letter that I wrote last year for Donald J. Trump, right? The leaked speech. It was perfectly written for Trump to be able to get on the stage with Dr. Andrew Kaufman and Dr. Tom Cowan and Dr. Tim O'Shea and Tom Barnett and Dr. Stefan Lanka and Amanda Vollmer, all on the stage with him while he read what I wrote. You know, folks, to paraphrase it, right? I used to believe in viruses too, and our whole life we've all believed in viruses, but guess what, folks? We've been misled, we've been deceived, and I'm going to let these fine people tell you how and why, right? That's what Trump should have done, but of course we know he's in on the whole damn thing, so he wasn't ever going to do that.
Trump's been no help at all.
But we didn't know that then. We tried to get him to do it.
Ah, we've got the Babylon Beaver, last night's guest. She is a brilliant researcher, Ronnie. I don't know if you heard that show. If you haven't, please listen to it, and please get her on your show, because I always like your take on different guests. I don't mind sharing guests and recommending guests, because I really believe we have to share all these really good researchers and get their message out. Even though she's a Canadian researcher, she does dip into the U.S. And she said, clarification from COVID red pills. Now that's where you got, I think you pasted the link on DeSantis. The original bill in Florida was drawn up in 2002 by then Governor Jeb Bush. DeSantis added the passport ban. So she dug up some details.
Right. Well, I don't know if you heard me say that. I mentioned it earlier that Jeb Bush, the governor,
yes,
Jeb Bush,
did. I
said 2006.
I did hear that, and it went back to 2002. It said here. So she just dug up some research.
Right.
And,
but what I want to say here's the problem. With all due respect to Red Pill, if somebody's a big avid Trump supporter, they're therefore a big avid Ron DeSantis supporter. And they're, mm-hmm. and if they're a Q supporter, they're definitely a supporter of Q, a supporter of Trump, a supporter, and it's a religion to them, literally. I mean, they are religiously supporting these people. So because of that, that's kind of unfortunate. It shouldn't be that kind of a religious commitment to these people, but many people literally have that kind of support. So they are quick to try to defend them. And I understand that, because I was Trump's greatest supporter, as you know. I'm a Ron DeSantis supporter. I'm still giving him a way out by saying he didn't know it was still in there. And I did point out that it was signed by Jeb Bush, who was a total criminal, war criminals, all the Bushes. But here's the thing. He signed it. I mean, unless he didn't know it was in there, that's his out. So I'm hoping. That's the message I left today. I'm hoping that if you listen to my most recent BitChute video, I left a message on the governor's answer machine because they didn't take my call. They put me through to a message machine, and I left a pretty strong message saying, please tell me it's wrong. Tell me this is misinformation. Certainly the great Governor Ron DeSantis would not sign a bill with that in it. Please tell me. Otherwise, I'm going to be raising everybody I can in Florida to go up against this tyrant communist and get him out of office as soon as possible. He can't be that person. How could that man have read that and left it in there? That is a total blatant tyrannical communist paragraph or two in that law.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
order.
Hey, is Walker still on the line, or we lose Walker? No, maybe he's gone. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy stuff, Mike. Crazy stuff.
It is crazy. And see, it needs to be. And this is what I'm going to be spending the next few days on, is just trying to clarify. Hey, Mr. Ron, man, I've been your greatest supporter. I think you're freaking awesome. Did you know this was in there? Or did you just say,
this is
the bill that's already existing. I didn't read it all, but since it already existed, I figured I wouldn't read it.
This is the Quash. Let me play a little bit of it.
FBI, open up!
Just a minute.
This is the opening to a show. Can you hear that okay?
Hello, everybody. This is Legal Man. Welcome to the show.
I just wanted to play a bit so you familiarize yourself with it in case you want to listen to it.
I'll tell you that. It's about twice as long as a regular episode, and there was just no way around it. I've taken the Florida law that's supposedly about not being able to have a vax passport and broke the thing down. Not in every detail, but a lot of detail, and I hope people find it helpful. I think it's going to burst a lot of bubbles, or people just get pissed off. I don't really care. I know what the truth is, and people don't know me. I'm a lawyer.
He did this 10 days ago, by the way.
America's most trusted and beloved lawyer, because I tell people the truth they don't even really want to hear. I'm a self-certified master practitioner. I have been for almost 20 years. I gave myself that award. I'm very proud of that. Now, this show may piss some people off. It may not. I don't know. Don't really care. But let's go ahead and get it started because it does run long. So I thought I would do a show about this new law in Florida because people are so interested in this idea that you're not going to be allowed to have a vax passport. They've outlawed it. Oh, we're free going forward. Freedomville. So I thought I would do a show about it. I pulled the actual text of the bill up, and I read through it. I didn't read every little line of it.
Anyway, I just wanted to play a little bit of it because he really uncovered what you're talking about there. So that is...
Sure.
I put a link in my show notes so anybody can link to it after this show is posted. Yeah, the Quash.
Another... Can you please email that to me, Tim, as well?
I will. I put it in the show notes, but yeah, I'll email it to you. No problem, my brother.
Thank you, man.
No problem. You can just hit him up. You should add him to your list of great podcasts.
Warriors.
Yeah, get him in there. Get him, and you need him too. He'd be good.
Yep, absolutely.
So I just sent that off to you now. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, so this is, again, this is huge. I mean, at this point for me, it's just a matter of having to clarify it, right? I mean, even I thought it might have been misinformation, but I had three or four supporters, responded to my email, and they said, no, Mike, I looked it up. It's real. It was signed in by Jeb Bush. They said 2006. This person called and said 2002. Doesn't matter. It was under Jeb Bush's, his tyrannical mini tyrant rule. The fact that he would put that in there, remember these people, they're methodical. They're looking for long results, right? We know that.
Yeah.
So even though it was put in by Bush in 2002, that means it's been in there for almost 20 years and hasn't been used against us. But again, they weren't ready to pull those strings. They just started pulling those strings with coronavirus global pandemic. And the first time ever, the whole world's falling apart. Everybody wearing face diapers, everybody getting poisonous, deadly COVID vaccines, right? So they're coming out with Delta version, right? They're coming out with all these supposed, new strains. Oh, it's mutating. So you can bet that's what they're going to do is make it in the very near future that now it's even a worse one. This one's even worse. Why is it worse? Because now people really are dying. They're dying because of the vaccine, but they're going to say people are dying because of the new strain that's even deadlier. And therefore, now they're going to whip out that law, and now they're going to start trying to force Floridians to have to, by any means necessary, be taken into custody and get their vaccine. Of course, that's when my guns are coming off the shelf, and I'm, answering that door that you just played for me a second ago with just a minute, right?
Do you follow Ron DeSantis on Telegram? I'm just reading his Telegram channel as well.
Not really. I see sometimes some of his Facebook posts, some of his Twitter posts. I've seen an occasional Telegram.
He's got
I don't
a pretty
follow
big,
him religiously.
Pretty good social media presence. I guess he has quite an office working on that. Okay.
Yeah, I hit it on an issue earlier that's super important, so I want to backtrack to it. When I made the statement that there are people out there that just kind of religiously support Donald Trump and mm-hmm. Q.
What's your take on that? Yeah, let's hear your take.
Let me say it for the record. I've said it before, so I'm going to say it again. Q is a deep state psyop that was strategically designed to keep true American patriots disengaged and at bay. make them think and hope and believe in vain that some great white hat insiders are going to take care of the corruption, and they've been working on it since the days of JFK. Sure is taking them a while.
Totally agree.
They sure
with
are getting. They sure are giving many decades to those child abusing, adrenochrome drinking pedophiles, aren't they? Let them keep on doing it, but we're going to get them one day. It's their way of kicking their can of corruption down the road. It's their way of preventing true American patriots from taking things into their own hands, which they have the right to do based on the Declaration of Independence. Whensoever a government becomes unacceptable to the people have the right to abolish that government and establish new government. Declaration of Independence, Second Amendment, right? It's not there to protect intruders from coming in your home. It's not there to go hunting. It's not there to defend yourself from a burglar on the street. It's there for us to protect ourselves against a tyrannical government.
You got it, Mike.
Which brings me back.
You got it.
Which brings me back to that, you know, point I was going to allude to earlier when I plugged Europa, The Last Battle. I'm telling you, Tim, please, you must watch it. I'm telling you. Going back to my buddy, supporter general Chad out in Oregon. He was telling me repeatedly, man, 12 hours, Mike, you know, he owns his own roofing company. He's got a beautiful wife. He's got children. He's got a big acres of property that he's got to take care of. He's a busy man. He's a hardworking, busy man. He's got a family. He's like, 12 hours, man, that's a long time. He told me for a couple of weeks. Yeah, man, I hear what you're saying, Mike, but, you know, you can't kind of – you got to stay away from some of these kind of conspiracy-type theories, you know, about World War II and who was really behind it and, you know, like Flat Earth and you know, aliens. Because you're doing such a great job with exposing the virus hoax. Stay away from those other things. And I said, no. Europa, The Last Battle is crystal clear. It lays out the reality, truth. It justifies itself. It's a perfectly put together 12-hour documentary. Yeah, but it's long. So he called me 2 weeks ago on a Friday. We were having a similar conversation. He's like, yeah, Mike, I know it's long. He called me back 5 minutes later. Something hit him like a brick. He said, I'm going to watch it. 3 days later, pardon my French. He sent me a text message and a voicemail. He said, you fucker, you were right. Now I'm going to be just like you. You know, wow. you know, because he watched it, he admitted it turned his world 100. I told him it would turn his world 180 degrees upside down, but he didn't have time and it was going to be 12 hours and he couldn't do it. But after he watched it, he flat out said, you turned my world 180 degrees upside down. This is amazing. And he made 19 copies of it since then. And he's been giving it to everybody he knows. That documentary completely puts into perspective, you know, and I always have to clarify for people, when we're talking about a one world order government, we're talking about a group of people who refer to themselves as Zionist Jews. They refer to themselves as Zionist Jews. Well, I always have to clarify.
Zionist
not
Christians
about,
too.
Right. It's not about Jews. My best friends are Jewish. My neighbor's
so
Jewish. He comes
Zionism.
To my house literally two nights a week for movies and dinner. I'm not a Jew hater. I'm not anti-Semitic, but that's what they do. They try to come up with these concepts of anti-Semitism and racism to shame people into speaking against them. So that if they do have a group of upper echelon, highfalutin Jews back in the 1800s that decided, hey, we Jews are smarter than everybody else. We're richer than everybody else. We own the world banking system. We have funded through the Rothschilds every single war since the Napoleonic Wars of 1803 to 1815. We funded all wars. We own the banking system. We own all the media. We put out the narrative. Hey, we'll just use the powerful U.S. military to break down nations and break down races and amalgamate and use George Soros to fund mass immigration into France and into Germany and across the border in Mexico into the U.S. and just amalgamate everybody into one. That's their stated objective, is a one world order government where they will maintain their – they are the ultimate white supremacists because they say we Jews do not interbreed. We don't mix with other races. We will maintain our purity as white Zionist Jews. And we will run the world. So essentially, they are the ultimate, genuine white supremacists. So rather than acknowledging the glory of the creator who created the unique, beautiful, different variances of human races, right? The beautiful black people. In fact, when I see movies over in Africa and they're all black over there, they're cool looking. It's like, wow, that's cool. That's them. They're beautiful. They're a beautiful, unique unto their own race. Or I see over in Asia, China, Now, I love Thai food, man. But you know what? They're pushing for a amalgamous one world order. So I had recently a patriot woman who has her own talk show. I believe it's called Vibe. It's either Vibe or I believe it's Vibe. It's because I've been wanting to plug it and I always forget it. But you can check it out and see if that's her podcast Vibe. But her husband got on the phone and she said, my husband's half black and half white. And she said that, you know, he wants to talk to you. And he got on the phone with me and he says, hey man, you know, yeah, my mom was, you know, white, my dad black. And I want you to know, I agree with you 100%. The media is deliberately, intentionally trying to use it as a weapon. They're trying to, you know, every TV commercial has some big, handsome, strong, athletic looking black guy and some little white guy that looks like a little stupid nerd. And they make him out to be like an idiot. But they always have the black man with the white woman, always pushing it constantly in the movies, on TV commercials. And I don't, you know, I'm not a racist in a hateful sense. And I don't like, you know, black people because they're black. I love all people. But to the extent that by their own admission, they're deliberately, they flat out say, we will destroy the white race other than us. We will destroy the white European race. We will destroy them. We will break them down. We will mix the blacks and the Chinese and the Caucasians and the Indians. We will mix them. We will create our own breed, our own brand of humanity, and we will rule over them all. So it inspires me and pushes me to want to say, wait a minute. First of all, I believe in God. I believe God created humanity. I believe God created all the unique, beautiful, different races. I believe all races are entitled to equal human rights under law. I like and admire and appreciate the uniqueness and the beauty of all the different races. So, man, I think they should be preserved and protected. My wife's just finishing, so I'm going to have to run.
Yep. Well, so we've been going about an hour. So
until my phone died.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you've been going good, Mike. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I just want to say, you know, the last thing is I'm walking out to my car here.
Yep.
You know, it's not about anti-Semitism. It's not about racism. It's not about hate. It's about people being appreciative and grateful for who they are. You know, let's face it, a black person, they should be proud. They should be able to say, yeah. I mean, if you ask them, are you happy you're black or would you rather be white? They should be of the mindset and the psychology of, hey, man, I love that God made me as a black man or made me as a black woman. Yeah, I love my features. They're not like the white man. They're not like the Chinese. I love my black family, my African heritage, where I come from. I love it. I'm proud. I'm glad I'm this.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be ashamed of it. They shouldn't be ashamed that they're black.
Well, but it's the old divided rule, Mike. It's the old divided rule. You see, the race thing has never been a big thing up here in Canada. So right now, the big divide is going to be between vaccinated and unvaccinated, and that's really where it's going. And even in the U.S., they always identify the fault lines that people are most familiar with, and that would be left and right. Again, this is not a left or right issue. This is not a race. I don't even believe in the word race. This is not an ethnic issue. This goes above all of these fault lines. This is going to be a completely different war between those that know what's going on, and they tend to be the unvaccinated, and those that have no idea. Those are going to be the new line, the new fault lines. So I don't look at things in the same filter up here, because we have a different problem up here, and that is that they are really creating a two-tier system between those who know the truth and stay organic and stay unpoisoned, and those that don't. And it looks like Mike has dropped off. Actually, it's funny. I was watching the screen, and his little box just slid right off the screen. So, yeah, Mike is a good speaker. He and Brian have a good website called thebigvirushoax.com. You should check it out. You'll see a lot of the similar material that I have on mine. He did some, he calls it the Big Virus Hoax Podcast on Psychological Operations. You can take a look at that. I'll give him one more crack at it. Yeah, you still there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you dropped off there, Mike. I was just summarizing the call and also telling people to listen to your latest podcast, which I think is a good idea, because you're not a pretty woman to look at on the video. So We'd rather right. hear your audio rather than your look at your kitchen. But that's cool.
Right.
You did something on PSYOPs. I started listening to it, and I think you had a Russian guy on who's from Canada. Do you want
Eastern Europe that lives in Canada, yeah. He's been in Canada for like 12 years, I think.
Yeah, I couldn't quite get past the first 10 minutes because he was going on and on. But do you have a Reader's Digest version of what he was saying for about the hour there?
Well, you know, he was, you know, just trying to point out that, you know, his view, you know, that he believes strongly in Christ. He's a Christian and he thinks there's power, or, he, you know, he believes in, you know, people have power through Christ. It's not a joke, you know, that they've got power from God. If they'll trust in God, you know, God will support them, and that they just need to come forward, right? They need to, you know, in other words, God's looking for the people that are willing to step up and do something, right? I think together, you know, we made the point that, yeah, it's not about, oh, I'm just going to, you know, sit here in my church pew. God will take care of it.
What does
God,
that have
God
to do with PSYOPs, though? Did he talk about PSYOPs?
Well, I did. Because
oh, you did. It, okay. That,
yeah, and the reason is because that conversation started because when he first called me, he was telling me about how, you know, oh, we shouldn't be talking about evil, you know, and don't mention evil. And it got me thinking, well, I could just see that's what they would want is don't talk about them. Don't talk about evil. Don't point it out. Don't identify them. So I just wanted to – it kind of triggered a conversation that I started having with him, which I got into about the second round when I started talking again. I started addressing the issue of how they use these different PSYOPs. I started talking about, you know, the spike protein. We could do another hour on that, Tim, right? You know, that's the big thing they're pushing now, you know, which is no different than pushing a invasive infectious contagious virus.
They're promoting
an invasive infectious contagious spike protein.
Yeah.
And by the way, a spike protein comes off of a virus which doesn't exist. You know, they get, in other words, they're claiming it's absolutely absurd. There's a great video from Tom Cowan where he's explaining that essentially they're saying that, you know, they're somehow magically, mysteriously, mystically able to hollow out a virus, which can only be seen under a scanning electron microscope and is 1/1,000,000,000th the size of a cell, but they're able to hollow out the virus and inject it with an mRNA and then inject that into your body. Just as complete, you know, again, you know, Santa Claus comes on, you know, Christmas Eve with his flying reindeers and his sleigh, and he lands on your rooftop and he comes down the chimney. And that's why you got toys there on Christmas morning, children, you know, just bullshit, you know?
I agree.
But let me say one last thing that I want to get out, you know, because I know the race issue is controversial and it has different views in different people's minds. The main reason that I've even gotten onto that is because of the reality that it is a fair statement to say that if you're white and you believe in God and you believe in the Bible and you believe in traditional family values and you believe in the Second Amendment and you don't subscribe to the liberal leftist progressive agenda, you're a racist. You're a bigot. You're white supremacist. You're intolerant. And that's unfair. That's not fair to the white Caucasian people.
Okay. Yeah, well, that narrative doesn't really work too much up here. We don't really hear it up here, so it's more of an American thing. And,
right.
Yeah, it's we have different narratives. Again, the big thing is, take a look at what the end game is if you want clues as to why they're doing what they're doing. And Allison McDowell, who Marcus Allen from myexclave.com has pointed out, or escapenewnormal.com has pointed out, she is really, really unraveling stringing together all the evidence, all the tea leaves that are laid before us, and she's just putting it all together. And that is that we are going to be commoditized, just like traded like mortgages on a financial market, and all the derivative securities that come from human capital. It's quite fascinating how they're actually commoditizing poverty. These are concepts that most people, including myself, have never heard of. I'm going to have to listen to her podcast or her presentation again because it's such new material that most people will have no idea what she's talking about. It sounds out there, but she has all the references to all the think tanks and the NGOs that are putting this all together. And the vaccine, Mike, the vaccine is the lever to get this absolute ID 2020 identification of all human beings on Earth into the database. It is the fear tactic. Because if I told you, Mike, I need to have you use this tracking device to go here and there, track your money, track your health, track your social credit score, you'd say forget it. But if you can convince the majority of the people, 51% of the people, that it's for their protection, because if you don't do it, you are likely or possibly going to kill other people with your virus, which is the essential lie, then they're going to do it. So that's what it's really all about. It's really nothing to do with your health whatsoever. It is a lever. So that's another, maybe that's another, if we can't convince people that viruses are not contagious, then maybe we can convince people that it's a lever to get them to become securities or commodities in a future market. Maybe that will spook them enough to think, wow, that's crazy, and show them some of the proof there.
I hate to respond like this, but again, we're talking about zombie sheeple. So a lot of them, there are some of them are going to think it's cool. You know what I mean? And there are others that, no, so long as they believe there's an invasive, infectious, contagious killer, an invisible enemy that can cause them to kill grandma, they're bought. They're sold. Hook, line, and sinker. They swallow it, and you can't get them off the hook. All we can do is try to educate them. Which is the main reason, as you know, why we did the bigvirushoax.com, was to get the information out there to mainly focus on that issue of letting people know what viruses are and what they aren't. But then, of course, we had to start getting into the vaccines as they started becoming the issue. You know, the face diapers and our rights and federal civil rights, and, you know, the whole nine yards.
All right, Mike.
Because it's like I said, it's all tied together.
It is. It's one big psychological operation. It's a worldwide thing. It's not going away. It's in different stages and different jurisdictions. We're in one of the worst ones. Hopefully it won't come to Florida anytime soon. But Mike, good guest. Are you still doing your Tuesday Zoom meetings?
Oh man, I keep telling myself to change that on our website, because I still have it, promoted on our Zoom page that we do that, but we just never do. I've just never been, now that my wife's working evenings and I'm having to drive her to and from work, I'm just never home. Brian's, not able to, his computer's not working. In fact, I need to do that tonight. Tell me to do it, Tim. Say,
all
Mike,
right,
make sure you go
it.
Home.
So you don't have a weekly meeting anymore like you used to, because you were very reliable for a while on that.
Right. And like you were saying at the outset of this show, we used to do it every night, and then we did cut it back to just Tuesdays, and that was working for a while. But now we just been missing it. We just haven't been doing it at all. In fact, what I'm going to be doing is I'm just, now I've been calling certain people and saying, let's do a Zoom meeting on Saturday. Like I've called Sheriff Richard Mack today and left word with him that I'd like to do a Zoom meeting with him. That's like the next Zoom meeting I want to do.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, make sure you post it. And I'll promote it on my site. That'll be very interesting. Yeah, if the sheriffs don't save us, if they don't interpose against the tyranny, then I would say all is lost when it comes to this tyranny.
Yep.
So,
I agree with you. I agree.
Yep. Alrighty, buddy. Well, thanks for calling in, and go get your wife. Take her home. And we'll see everyone next time.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Thanks for having me on. God bless you and your family, and be well, be safe, be happy, and peace, love, and happiness, man. We'll see you soon.
And stay sane, Mike. Stay sane. Don't pull your hair out, what you got left of it.
All right, brother.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right,
bye-bye.
There goes Mike from the bigvirushoax.com. This is it for me. It's June 23rd, 2021, 9:48 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. This was show FAK 327. And don't forget, we have the audio chat. It's a separate RSS feed. Look up Fakeologist Audio Chat on your favorite player. And this is the Fakeologist Show. We do it Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or when we get a guest that can't come in on those days. And I do want to get Brian Toohey on. I'm reading his book now. The Fix is Still In. So that'll be coming up as soon as we can schedule. All the best, guys. Take care. Good night.